We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mixed 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, y'all. Been in that situation. We feel your pain. Here to help out. And Ethan is the guy. Good morning, Ethan.
Hey, dude.
Morning.
All right. We understand that you've been ghosted by Harper. We will try to figure out why. But first, why don't you give us a backstory? How do we get to this point?
Yeah, so Harper and I matched on Hinge. And then we ended up deciding to meet at the Domain because I'm in Pflugerville and she lives in North Austin.
Right.
And perfect. Like super casual. We started at the Velvet Taco. We both loved that spot. And then we ended up hitting up several bars afterwards.
Have you ever been there?
So
good. I think they're open to like 4 a.m.
I have, but I don't remember it.
Audrey?
A guy I dated once loved that place. Oh. Always wanted to go to the Velvet Taco.
They have a chicken and waffle taco that's literally, instead of a tortilla, a waffle with chicken inside.
It's so unnecessary.
It is unnecessary,
it
but
is,
it's so good.
Amazing. Okay, so you went to Velvet Taco, met up at the Domain, then did you go drink after that or what?
Yeah, we hit several bars. We drank. We had a great time. And like, to be honest, just dating lately is just, it's kind of really sucked. Yeah. I've just had a lot of shitty days lately. So the fact it was going so well with Harper, I was super excited about that. And I know she had fun too, because towards the end, things got a little bit handsy. There was a little making out, if you know what I'm saying.
I see you. All right.
We both got tired, so we ended up just kind of calling it a night. And then the next day, I text her, and I, you know, just to let her know how much fun I had and how I was looking forward to seeing her again. And I got nothing, no response. And like, I don't want to look desperate here, but like, I just kind of am at this point, I guess.
There you go. You sound so
defeated.
I'll
admit it. Yeah.
We got you.
She was a good one, and I don't know what happened.
It's deflating.
Seriously.
It is. It really is.
All right. Well, hang on just a second, Ethan. We'll call Harper and see if she'll open up to us about what happened. Hang on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Harper, we catch you at a bad time? It's Booker, Alex, and Audrey. We're with Mix 94.7. Hope you'll give us a second here, and I want to tell you why we're calling you.
She's like, I don't know if it's a bad time yet. It could be.
Tell me why you're calling. I'll let you know. This is good, because Ethan is on the phone, and he just told us how amazing you are, what a great date he had with you, and he just is concerned because he hasn't heard from you. So what we do is we mediate conversations, help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. And we thought we would call you and see if you would be willing to talk to us about what happened. Ethan said that y'all met up at the Domain, kind of a chill night, had drinks, really good time. And then y'all went your separate ways. He says he hasn't heard from you. So is that because he did something wrong, or are you just not into him?
Oh gosh, guys, this is going to be so awkward. So, like, I had fun and all, but there's one reason why I ghosted him.
Okay. I think he wants to know. So, what happened?
He was hammered. Like, when we got to Velvet Taco, it was embarrassing but funny at the same time.
Wait a minute. He was drunk when he showed up on the date?
Yes. He was completely hammered. Like, he told me that he was day drinking with his buddies, and then he's super hammered. Like, I kind of wanted to leave, but he was so hot, but also it was quite
entertaining.
That's
funny. Yeah, that sounds like Audrey.
So true.
We'll give him another chance. He's cute. Harper, Ethan said that you had tacos, but then you went out and had drinks after that.
He just kept on, sorry, yes, I had a little cough. He just kept on wanting to hang out, and it just kept on getting more entertaining and entertaining after that.
Okay, if you don't mind me getting personal, he said y'all kissed. So if he's so obnoxious and annoying, why were you willing to engage with him like that?
He was just so attractive.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
And it's been a while, so like, kiss someone, even though it was the sloppiest kiss that I ever dealt with in my life, but it was fun. I mean, it's a good story to tell your girlfriend.
No, that's what exactly what I was thinking. You have a great story.
It's entertaining,
exactly.
Right?
Wait, Ethan, why did you show up to the date drunk?
Okay, so I truly did not think that I was like that bad off. I didn't even think she would notice. But yes, I mean, I guess it's true. I was pretty hammered. I don't know. I'd been day drinking with the boys all day. It was just, you know, one thing led to another, and I overestimated my ability to hide the fact that I was drunk or, you know, maneuver a first date. But that's on me. I'm sorry I blew my chance. And Harper, maybe you'd give me another one. Like, I had so much fun that day with you.
He owned it.
I mean, you know she's going to say yes because of his looks.
Don't say yes because of his looks.
I mean, maybe say yes because of my looks.
Whatever, right?
That's funny.
Say yes because you're on the radio. That's why.
I mean, you were a lot of fun. I did enjoy our time together outside of you being so...
sloppy?
Sloppy and drunk.
All right.
I think I can do that again. But
just don't drink before you get to the date.
I mean, that's the worst he's going to get.
Right.
So we can drink on the date.
You can drink on the date, just not before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Deal, yes!
Well, I can do that.
Okay, excellent. Right,
good. Yeah, I can do that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.